weren't they classified? I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The search warrant used to raid President Trump's home this week has been made public, and in the receipt for property taken, the FBI claims it seized classified documents. But the former president firing back on social media saying all of the documents had been declassified, and the FBI could have seen them anytime they wanted.
A Trump spokesperson tells Fox News, quote, the Biden administration is in obvious damage control after their botched raid where they seized the president's picture books, a handwritten note, and declassified documents.
Fox's Jonathan Seri still under seal the FBI's affidavit in which they swore to the court they had probable cause for a raid. Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee, including Oklahoma Congressman Mark Wayne Mullins, calling on Attorney General Merrick Garland to make the affidavit public.
What rose the occasion that would cause this to be an immediate national security threat? All of a sudden, I mean, these documents have been at Mar-a-Lago for at least 500 plus days.
Congressman Mullins telling Fox News at night the attorney general needs to come before the Intelligence Committee and explain why he signed off on the raid. Headed to the president's desk, the so-called Inflation Reduction Act.
On this vote, the yeas are 220, the nays are 207. The motion is adopted.
That was a straight party line vote on the bill that will spend billions on climate change programs, pay for 87,000 additional IRS employees, and set a corporate minimum tax. The speaker says it will also help lower prescription drug and health care costs. The Southern Baptist Convention says several of its major entities are under investigation by the Justice Department in an investigation over sexual abuse allegations. In a statement, the organization says they continue to grieve and lament past mistakes. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Author Salman Rushdie hospitalized after a brutal attack.
We learned that he suffered severe nerve damage to his arm. His liver was stabbed and damaged, and he will likely lose an eye. He's also on a ventilator and unable to speak, according to his book agent. The 75-year-old author was about to give a lecture Friday morning. That's when police say 24-year-old Haydee Matar jumped the stage and stabbed Rushdie in the neck and abdomen. Iran state leader Ayatollah Khomeini called for Rushdie's death in 1989. And a more than $3 million bounty was issued for anyone who murdered the author after Rushdie's book, The Satanic Verses, was published.
Fox's Christina Coleman reports it's not clear if that fatwa was the motive for the attack. Prosecutors have filed attempted murder charges against a man accused of shooting a Richmond, Indiana police officer in the head during a traffic stop on Monday. She remains extremely critical. California's Governor Gavin Newsom has proposed extending the life of the state's last operating nuclear power plant by 5 to 10 years. Maintain reliable power in the climate change era. The Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant scheduled to close by 2025. There's been a decades-long fight over the seismic safety of the site, and critics call Newsom's plan a huge financial giveaway to Pacific Gas and Electric. A new study warns of potential dangers in a staple of many summertime backyard parties.
Researchers from the University of Georgia say 28 people have died and at least 479 others have been injured since the year 2000 when gusts of wind caused inflatable bounce houses to blow away. They say a lack of regulation and oversight puts countless children at risk. Less than half the states in the country require bounce houses to be staked into the ground or weighed down with sandbags. Earlier this summer, 5 kids were hospitalized on Long Island, New York, when a giant inflatable slide they were playing on lifted up and fell over. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.